What's up, Sacramento? 916. It's your boy Coach tapping in with another episode of the So Sacramento podcast. Today we got a special treat. Mac J, CML, also known as Lavish D, Nacho Library. Now this song has got a lot of metaphors, a lot of similes, and it's a really good song to dive into. The beat go crazy. Mac J is he's been going crazy since the early demise of Briss. R.I.P. Briss. Briss the Moon, that was a real one. I did a podcast on a couple Briss songs a while back, and he was the next one up out of Sac. But you know how the streets be. When you live by the gun, you die by the gun, and bruh got blapped up. I hate that it happened, but Mac J holding the torch, man. He's been going bananas since Briss left the planet. This one got blappers. Let's dig in, El Sacramento. And I love all y'all support, all the comments and the likes. Keep it going, because I'm going to push this, you feel me, to the death of me, man. This is for the culture, the 916 God. Hello. Beat crazy, as you know. Mac J. Oh, hey. I ain't jumping in the whip, but there's no tucking there. For all you trap stars, all them boys that live, you know, above the law, below the law, the tuck is where we like to keep all of our tools, utensils, or our product, as you may be. So, me, I've had tucks in many whips, from Explorers to Range Rovers to Mustangs. My favorite tuck is the one that's right there by the... I'm not trying to get this away, you feel me? Because game is to be sold, not told. But I like the one that's kind of by the gear shifter on the driver's side. You can kind of take that panel off. Tuck some nice little jewels, nice little gems in that one. But because I want to stay on the, you know, head on a swivel. Sorry about that. Alarms and things. But I keep my head on a swivvy. I might have my tuck somewhere else. But that's what that means. He also said, there's no love in my heart, because he's talking about Briss the Moon, his cousin, who he lost to gun violence a couple years ago. So he ain't got no heart after losing Briss. That was his real cousin. The streets is cold. It's cold out there. Keep up a toolie, you feel me? But let's dig in some more, Sack. See, party in heaven. My cousin there, Briss. That chopper. Hey. Oh, guys, there was a lot going on in that verse. Where do we start? Well, let's go what he just left off with. Hey, bruh said, he's a vagina, so they call him VJ. Now, this is back to the politics, Sack, because as you may know, Shooter Game VJ is from the other side. He's from the Fab Zilla side. So they was just kind of making fun of his name, because his name is Shooter Game VJ. Personally, I don't choose sides. I ain't about the politics. I do like his music, but I like how Mac J did that, because he kind of threw a little twist on Brez's name. And he also said they making disses, but ain't, you know, nobody dropping. So, again, Mac J has done a good job with the flags since Briss's demise. He's came with them bars. He's spoken to politics, because that's what killed his cousin. So he does a good job of levering and maintaining the bars for the rap fans. And also, he ain't no punk. We're going to talk about the politics, because to my... to my knowledge, sorry for that brief pause. To my knowledge, nobody slipped from Briss. He got Young Slobie on the squad, them EBK niggas from Stockton, you feel me, 2100 Nightingale. He got a lot of bruhs, you feel me, Stack Bundles, Bubba Ridge with that slapper Bundles. but I don't think nobody's slid for bridge just yet. It may happen. I don't want to see no more lives lost, but again, it's part of street code. So if it happens, it happens. Keep your toolie. Don't leave home without it. You feel me? But again, that's how the streets go. We're going to listen to one quick sponsor, and we're going to dig back in it, because the next part of the song is that boy Cash Money Lav, really the king of sack, and he spits bizarres. So one moment, let's get these sponsors out the way. 1 second. And we back. Thanks for listening in. I appreciate all your love and support. We actually booming with this podcast. We're going to keep that movement going for the 916. Here we go, back with that Nacho Library. Here go Lav's part, the 30 Gang Ambassador, and he spits gas. Watch this.
30, nigga. We running through the suckers like a finish line. Ooh. Your bitch gon' eat this dick up like it's dinner time.
What?
He was looking like a op and got hit 50 times. The last thing them niggas seen was a Bentley sign.
Lav gassing like always. You know, Lav always rap about the ops, because that's what it be like in his streets. Whole lot of gang shit, you feel me? He said the last thing they saw was a Bentley sign, pretty much meaning that he drove off, probably did a jump out, maybe a walk up, or maybe even a drive-by, an old school drive-by. But he pretty much just saying that they saw a Bentley sign because he in that Rafe. Lav, 30 Gang, like I said, he got that Rafe. He took that off the lot. It's about two nifty plus tax. He caught one of them with the stars in the ceiling, because he is the leader of the stars gang. So quite ironic, he has the stars in the ceiling of his car. It's a great feature on them Bentley things. But he was just, you know, starting off his gas with a little background. But here we go. Here goes some more Lav.
Like it's EA. Yeah. The 30's on this line like we on three-way. I'm from zone 51, nigga, freeze day. If you geeking, you get crashed like you D-Rack.
30 Gang is Lav's gang. He also got the 51 suspects, as you may know. So he said he's from zone 51, which is kind of like a play on words, because Sac, we don't got like zone 6 like Atlanta do. We're Gucci Man from Atlanta, zone 6. We got jurisdictions in suburban areas, but he just says Zone 51 because he wants us, you know, people to know that that's where he's from. And I like that, because it kind of gives a little pizzazz to where, you know, Iraq, you feel me? Because they call it Southside Iraq, because one year there was more bodies in South Sac than there was in Iraq, which is during the war. So that's where we got our nickname from. And it just has a nice little ring to it, even though it means a lot of bodies. It's just that's what day age we live in. People got bodies. We rap about bodies, and we comment about bodies. So, South Sac, Iraq. And here we go, some more Lav.
Bitch, I go stupid like I'm Mac Dre.
Hey.
Lav kamikaze like I'm Mac J.
What else?
I squeeze on these.
Lav kamikaze like I'm Mac J. Oh, y'all may know by now, Mac J and Briss had a song called Kamikaze that also featured Filthy Rich. So that's why Lav did that little metaphor, because Mac J is on that song Kamikaze. That's explaining that one. And here we go. Bad day.
I let torch burn them like a drag race.
Ooh.
We've been up on the score with the stats say. When Chris died, you got smoke, get your facts straight.
I'm just trying to win, but it's not no sweepstake.
Wait up. Did y'all hear that? Hey, that's big, Sac. A lot of people use this type of style in their raps, but I think Lav perfected it. And yeah, I don't know if y'all caught that, but Lav said, when Briss died, beep, after we slid, pretty much antagonizing the other side, they pretty much bleeped out the name of who they killed, because again, the DA, the attorney, they listen to raps. Raps can be like public records, so you got to be careful what you say. That's a little free game for all you boys and girls out there. Be careful what you say on wax. Even though it's entertainment, it can be used against you in a court of law. Lav knows that very well. That is the main reason why he bleeped out the name. If there was a name on the person's, they, you know, in retaliation for Briss, killed. So I like that style, because it adds a little pizzazz to the rap. It doesn't snitch, it doesn't dry snitch, but it also lets them know that we know who, you know, we know who bodied our boy, and since we took that loss, we're gonna body your boy. It's called an eye for an eye. It's an old proverb, and it's still here today. So I like how they bleeped out the name, but they just want the other side to know that we know we got that revenge, and if we didn't, we coming, because it's the 30 boys and 51 suspects. Let's go. Hey, Plug Mexican look like Nacho Libre. If that's not a bars, I don't know what is. Because that's that, you know, that movie Nacho Libre. And everybody got a Mexican plug if they really about that. You know, people got plugs for the black, the white, the green, the clear. We all know that. And most of the plugs is Mexicans, the Pisces that came here from Mexico to make a way out of no way or to bleed the block with them Yola rocks. So, hello. But that's that little bar right there. But, that was Gas. Lab came on this song and really gutted Gas. God did, so that's his part. And next we're going to talk about more about Mac J and how he finishes the song with his metaphors, all right? One moment.
Hey, yeah, I got a heart, but ain't no love in there.
Ain't no love in his heart, because you know Briss died. Hope his cousin in heaven. Cut them snakes, baby.
Oh,
that chopper.
Fighting with them shots, you can't bob and weave. Everybody around this bitch know we the top problem. Real white problem. Let's run around this bitch before the shots